Afternoon to you. It's Riverbend Live Reconnect on News Radio 1240 KQEN and 104.5 SAM FM. Our feature segment in today's program, Bo Bradley, bass player for the California Honey Drops, joining us. Bo, thanks for being on today.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
So your band played at Riverbend Live 4 years ago in 2016. Talk about your group. Maybe kind of describe your sound, what you guys are all about.
Our group name is called the California Honey Drops. We're based out of Oakland, California, in the Bay Area. We do a blend of New Orleans rhythm and blues, kind of a lot of different roots music, old school rhythm and blues, blues straight up, some funk, some soul, brass band, New Orleans style. We cover all, you know, we kind of have musical ADD, and we kind of dip into all of the genres that we're all sort of inspired by.
So how long has the band been together?
The band has been together since 2007.
And have you been in the group the whole time?
No, I have not. I joined in 2014. I'm kind of the last core member to join at this point. There's sort of five core band members. And we've all been together since 2014. Before that, there was a kind of a rotating seat of musicians coming in and out for a couple of the instruments in the band.
So how did you get
2014? It's been all us five.
How did you get into music to begin with?
How did I personally?
Yeah.
I was raised in a musical household. Nobody in my family played an instrument, but my mom is a dancer, and her whole side of the family is from Louisiana, so I was raised on Louisiana music from an early age. And one of my uncles lives out here in California and has a band or had a band before he passed away, and we grew up going to his shows, all the time, and got inspired early on. I don't know, I've been hooked from an early age.
So was it always bass that you wanted to play?
No, bass is something I learned for the band, for the Honey Drops. But before that, I was a full-time drummer.
What are the COVID-19 restrictions like where you live?
It's hard to keep up with them because they are ever-changing. But as far as I'm aware of, we wear a mask. We wash our hands frequently. Try to use hand sanitizer every time we go out. I've kind of stopped personally paying attention to the specific guidelines, and we've come up with our own very strict guidelines because me and my wife have a newborn baby. And so in general, we have stricter guidelines than what the public guidelines are.
Yeah, that would definitely factor in there. So
yep.
for the band, what was going on between January and March, say, before everything went sideways on us?
We had just finished up a bunch of touring, and we were actually on a break because of the baby that me and my wife were planning on having. Her due date was at the end of March, so we had, right as COVID pandemic was hitting, we had this blocked off time for me to take off time and be at the birth and be with my wife for a while before hitting the road again. And we had a lot of late spring and summer, full tour schedule the plug has been pulled on all of that through the entire year.
So when everything stopped, you were already at home at that point.
That's right. Yeah.
So what has it been like since then? Obviously, you have the baby. That's a huge highlight. Yeah. And especially having a child during all this time was probably a bit, I don't know, complex isn't the right word, but just, with more things factored in health-wise.
Yeah. No, complex is a good word, it's a neutral term, I'd say. And it's been strange, but the silver lining is that I get to be here for my firstborn child the first few months of her life, if not maybe in the first year, which is a total blessing. I honestly couldn't imagine not being here. So, like, in terms of my own personal situation, I feel kind of lucky that it hit when it did, the pandemic. Of course, I wish it never, hit in the first place, but it is what it is.
Wow.
But for the band, it's a weird time. We've never taken this much time off. We have a full-time schedule, you know, always. We play as much as we can handle. So it's an interesting time. We'll see when we all, you know, when it all blows over, hopefully we'll be able to get back to the same type of touring that we were doing, because we were in a really good place.
So as
musically and as the band business-wise.
So have you been meeting up with other band members at all since March?
A little bit. It's been really, really limited. We did a couple of the guys live together, actually, in a household. So they've been able to do some music, and they've done a couple live stream performances together. And then there's been a trio with our front man, Lesh, drummer, Ben, and our keyboardist, Lorenzo. They did a couple live stream performances together, you know, socially distant, of course. They're all in the Bay Area, so it's easier for them to they're all in Oakland and in Richmond and the East Bay. So it's been easier for them to get together. The rest of us are a little farther out, and we haven't been, you know, crossing over our circles so much. We did one single band, full band performance, at a music venue called Sweetwater in Mill Valley, where we did a live stream, which is really fun, refreshing to get together and play.
And I bet it, especially so because that was the only one you've gotten to do.
Yeah. Yep. It was. And, and that was a unique setting. It was something that we really can't do many places, because they had, they gave us the entire venue. We're the only ones in there except for a sound person. Completely empty, but they have built-in audio and video production that they streamed from. So we were able to show up and plug in and play.
Wow. So now I don't know with your music if different people write the songs or whatever, but have people been working on songwriting at all during the last few months?
Yes, absolutely. Our frontman, Lesh Rosinski, he writes most of the material, and we all collaborate on arranging the songs, but he's pretty much writing the lion's share of the material, and I know he's always writing. So pandemic or no pandemic, time on or time off, he's always writing music, he's always writing songs, so I'm sure he's got a stockpile at this point.
So for you personally and your family with the new baby at home, how much are you out of the house?
I'd say about 2% of the time. we're here day in and day out. We're doing grocery runs every 2 weeks, just stuffing our pantry and trying not to leave. Just really focusing inward at the moment, because that's the responsible thing to do and the safest thing to do for us. So that's what we're doing.
Do you ever want to just get out and stay in your own vehicle, but go on a drive or something?
We've done that once, actually. And it was really nice. We didn't have to stop for, you know, we're already gassed up and everything. And we did. We drove out to, we drove into Napa, into the mountains and Mount St. Helena, found an empty picnic bench at a empty park, and had a little bite to eat. And, it was lovely. Luckily, we also live out in the country, where there's a lot of open space accessible to us. So, we're taking a lot of walks and just trying to stay sane and healthy.
Are you able to make any plans as a band for the future, or is it all just sort of on pause until you know when and what you'll be able to do?
It's pretty much on pause, I'd say. Very, very little planning that I've heard of down the pipeline from our lead guy and from our management. Everything's just on hold.
Wow. So, and obviously, as you said, you're already off the road, but it's got to be very different to spend so much time at home when you're used to being on the road the vast majority of your life.
Yeah, true. It is. It's an adjustment. I think I'm sure it is more for some than others in the band, you know, depending on what's happening in their personal lives right now. Like I said, for me personally, I feel like I kind of got the lucky lotto ticket in this particular circumstance that we're all in, where I get to spend this time at home with my family, which is brand new and entering a new chapter in life together. So I feel lucky, and I don't feel the anxiety about being off the road or anything like that.
Wow. So if people that might have seen you when you were here a few years ago, and folks that are listening right now that want to find out more about you, what are some of the ways they can connect with the band in terms of website, social media, opportunities to purchase product, things like that?
Yeah. I hope I get this right, but we have our website, Facebook and Instagram. We're posting stuff regularly, and we're posting new music regularly, and doing live streams semi-regularly. There's an online merch store in our website, so it should all be available on the internet.
So just look up California Honey Drops and go from there.
Yeah. Yep. Should be pretty straightforward.
Bo Bradley, bass player for the California Honey Drops. Thanks for being on with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me and the band.